Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
And you're Serena, and we're siblings and we read comics.
We're siblings and we read comics, and Serena's here too.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know you were chill like that.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course, I have nothing else
to do. Yeah,
this is another episode of We Force Our Friends and Family to Be on the Podcast.
Almost got all of them.
Yeah.
Just needs to happen once.
We're collecting all of them like they're Dragon Balls.
Yeah. Need to get all seven or whatever.
Yeah.
You like our podcast?
I do, yes.
Big fan?
Big fan.
Likes and
number one supporter.
Likes actually. Every episode and subscribes on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think everybody else should do that?
Yes, right now. Smash that like button.
Oh, God. Okay. We can edit that out. No big deal.
Is this your first comic?
That I've read?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What else have you read?
I bought a Rick and Morty one when we went to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, free comic book day? Is that what it was?
No.
No.
When we were in, like, California, that one place in...
Oh, the coffee shop?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That
they
was
had
really
a Ninja Turtle drink.
And yeah, lucky my coffee wasn't that good, but anyway.
Yeah, it was just fine. You really overhyped that place, but
yeah, it's I was very disappointed.
I just said I like it.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was fun to just get away from the beach. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Shout out that place, whatever it's called. It's in like Oceanside or something. It's a comic
yeah,
and coffee
yeah,
shop.
Oceanside.
We walked like to the beach after too.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the beach, so not bad. What other comics?
Rick and Morty. I read another Harley Quinn one. It was one that you gave me, I think. I don't know which one it was, but it was like...
I don't think I gave you any Harley Quinn thing.
Maybe I bought it.
Was it like a floppy? Or was it like that? Or was it like a...
No, it was like...
A trade?
Yeah.
A thin thing or a trade? Okay. So she's a trade waiter too. Nice.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Runs in the family.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. And then you gave me Paper Girls...
Right.
And then this is like my fourth one, I think.
Wow, seasoned reader over here.
Wow, jeez. Do you like your own podcast?
Do you like comics, or is it just like? Whatever?
I think they're interesting. I just like never have the time to read them.
I think we should
shout
give her
out
Saga.
Foot Locker for taking. Huh?
I think we should give her Saga.
That's not age really appropriate like, for her.
That's Shut. Exactly why we should give it to her.
I'm literally almost 18. Okay.
You got to be 18 plus to buy it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. We don't.
You probably do.
I don't think that's a thing.
I might have.
Like they rate them like rated R or something. They used to have like the comics code, but I don't think that's much of a
like
thing anymore.
There's like some things that I'm sure comic shops won't sell
to like
certain people.
Kid. Like if a little 13-year-old tries to pick up like Berserker.
Or like sex criminals or something.
Or sex criminals, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, there's a line there.
I would sell it to them.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah, go for it. That's a very safe...
I feel like when I have children, I'm going to have, like, my comics on the shelf and have, like, the violent ones up at the top, but, like, have one violent one that I think is pretty good, just, like, one under the shelf so that they could just reach it, you know?
I feel like my kids would, like, come up here, grab Sex Criminals with their friends and just flip through it and be like, look at...
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to do. That's how you
want that?
Because, like, I feel like if you... feel like you're getting away with something that makes the experience more enjoyable. So if they're just like reaching up, grabbing Berserker and they're like, oh my God, I shouldn't be like reading this or watching it. Like, did you ever go to a movie you weren't supposed to see? Like sneak into a rated R thing underage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's the same thing in my head. So
fair enough.
When I have a kid, I'll have fucking, I don't know, probably Sex Criminals or like Kill or Be Killed or something. Like,
yeah, that shit's great though.
Yeah.
That's not that violent.
Let them explore on their own, but you're actually plotting it.
Yeah, but I know when they do that, and then I'll ask them about it.
It's time for you to learn.
Yeah.
Well, this one's accidentally not in alphabetical order.
Yeah, I'll make it just high enough so they can reach it. That's my plan.
Anyway, we got time codes in the description, Nathan. Mm-hmm. We got the news. We got the book. We got Back Matter Matters and the poll list.
Uh-huh.
And what do we start with?
We start with the news.
Do you have any comic book news?
I do have one.
Oh, nice.
I do have one.
Prepared.
So 2 days ago was the 14th anniversary of The Dark Knight, right?
Oh, yeah. But I did see that.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw that because I follow comic books or whatever.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. You're a bit of a nerd out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically on your level at this
pretty
point.
Quirky,
so.
Pretty quirky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into like this comic book thing.
I mean, if you can come to me about comic books.
Yeah.
You got
this is actually where we source our
you.
News. Is from Serena. No, yeah. I did see that. It's been 14 years since the Dark Knight came out.
I should just change the theme video instead of like comic news. It's like Serena News. Yeah. It's like her face.
Jail. Right there. No.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
dislikes. Your first dislike is gonna be me.
Yeah, that's some good news, Serena. Good job. Good yeah. job. Good Other movie. News that we got from Serena: James Corden is rumored to be playing Grand Admiral Thrawn in an upcoming live-action Disney Plus Ahsoka series.
There's no way. That's so fake.
I know it's probably fake, that's but like I saw the, it.
That's so.
And I thought it was
like,
so funny.
It could,
could not be more fake.
It could only be like Benedict Cumberbatch and like that's it, or yeah. maybe one of the Skarsgård people or yeah. something.
Thrawn's like a Sith Lord, so imagine if like James Corden, this motherfucker right here, was like Darth Maul.
Bye.
So I saw that and I was like, that's funny as fuck. So
just, yeah, no shot.
I'm gonna take it. But for real news, there's a new Namor.
Namor.
There's a new Namor the Submariner comic coming out. So that's James Corden.
You're gonna have to like suck back his double chin.
That's so mean.
We'll just have like a turtleneck that goes all the way up here.
No, I would do the same thing.
What if
like,
James Corden watched this?
He does. He's a big fan.
Put me on the show.
Sorry. New Namor series? Or?
Yeah, new Namor series that's going to take place 100 years into the future on a mostly flooded Earth.
Oh, cool.
Where Namor rules the world. So,
I like that.
Bit of a commentary on like climate change and the melting ice caps.
And if we don't do something, it's going to be like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Namor's like, I was telling
Namor's
going
to rule the world.
Namor, actually, Namor's like, you guys should keep driving trucks and stuff. That way I'll have more to rule.
Do we know who's on it? Or
Christopher Cantwell is the writer, okay. And I don't have the artist here. He didn't tweet it, so that's on him.
I remember there was a Namor series like a couple of years ago. And I have the number one and haven't read it. I only bought it because it was like a Scotty Young cover. But that was it. I guess it didn't go well because I don't even think I saw a number two.
Yeah. I know Chip did one. And then he did Invaders, which had him largely in it. So
oh,
pretty
for
cool.
sure.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Oni Press laid off a bunch of people.
They say why?
No, but they were just like, we're proud of our long history in the business. In like a statement that they said. And a lot of people were like, this is the worst like apology that you could put. So
that's like a publisher that publishes the Rick and Morty comics.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just laid off a bunch of people.
They're like, sorry about it, but
yeah. So they were just like, we started Lion Forge Comics 11 years ago specifically to make great creator driven content, and Oni's history is 25 years in the business. They were just like, we see an incredibly exciting future, not just for the company, but for our fans.
Not
and
for
content.
These people though.
Yeah, not for those people. Not the people we let off, though. That sucks for them, but
that
for you
sucks,
guys.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine just having a job at like a comics publisher and how fucking sick that'd be?
Just get
and then
off.
It's just like, because
like, well,
DC did the same thing, right? Like
not too long ago, yeah.
A couple months ago. And so like you have this sick job and you're like, you don't know if you're going to be able to keep it, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, so was it just out of nowhere or did they
like... It was
like
pretty sudden. Like I remember people like tweeting that like, hey, I'm looking for a job now, and he just laid me off. And there was like people that I follow that were like trying to signal boost them kind of deal. And so they were like retweeting them. So it seemed pretty out of nowhere.
Mm. That sucks. I'm sure it's like a financial thing, but
it must be
still sucks though.
It does suck. What do you got for news, Daniel?
Nathan, this is like a rumor because Comic-Con's this weekend.
This weekend.
So hopefully some news from Marvel.
Yeah.
Anthony Starr is rumored to play Dracula in upcoming Blade movie.
I heard that he was in talks with Marvel, but do you watch The Boys, Serena?
Or have you? No, seen but I've heard about it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's Homelander. I would love to see him in something, and I could watch that dude make weird faces for like six seasons of The Boys. So I'd be definitely excited to see him somewhere else.
This guy, this actor, to play like.
You might see some memes.
So ugly.
Recently surfaced.
Him? Smash or pass.
Wait, let me see the picture.
Show him the one you showed me.
This one?
Yeah.
That's fine. I feel like.
I mean,
he looks better without.
He just looks like a grouchy.
He's not
dad.
A natural blonde though, so.
Yeah, no.
See, I think that's why.
Yeah, it must be. But yeah, that'd be cool to see him cast in something. Dracula's a bit weird, but...
I feel like now that he's got all this, like, attention on him, he could definitely...
It'd be weird to see him in, like, with pale skin.
Yeah.
And, like, slicked back hair, I guess, but...
In vampire fangs or
he's
whatever.
Not a big vampire guy, so I don't know. I would rather see him somewhere else, but...
They're cool sometimes.
Eh.
I don't know if they'd do, like, a nerdy kind of, like, lame Dracula... It's like, oh,
yeah.
I think it'd be more like a 30 Days of Night kind of
even still
like vampire.
I like Blade was playing like at the gym the other day.
Bladewood?
Yeah,
I've never even seen those movies.
I like haven't seen them in like years, so I barely like remember any of them. But I just was like watching as I was running, and I didn't have the audio, so it wasn't like the full experience. But I was just like, this movie looks bad.
I think people really like those movies, though.
Yeah, people really like them, so I should watch them and give them a try again. But
yeah, for sure. We got a season 3 trailer for the Mandalorian.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Looks pretty fucking cool. I mean, it doesn't really tell us anything. The one thing I was excited about was the actor who plays Mr. Kim in Kim's Convenience. He's like going to be in it. I don't know what he's doing, but he's in it, and I'm just excited for that.
Dang, good for him.
He's also going to play Uncle Iroh in like the Avatar live action series.
I forgot they were doing that.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen Kim's Convenience?
I hate Avatar. I'm sorry.
Have you seen Kim's Convenience?
The Last Airbender?
No. No, not that one. Oh, I thought you meant the guy with the blue people. Or
whatever. No.
That is Avatar, but we're talking about the Last Airbender.
Talking about the guy.
Oh, okay, my fault.
He's not blue everywhere; just an arrow on his head. That's the only blue.
Oh, yeah, I know Avatar.
Yeah. The Avatar you're thinking of, they're blue everywhere. They color outside the lines.
Have you seen the new trailer for that though? It looks dumb.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it.
They said
either.
Like 5 words. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just like look water.
Like oh wow.
Sea animals.
I don't know. It was just fine. But anyway.
You know Night of the Ghoul by Scott Snyder and Francisco Francavilla?
I sure do.
It's coming into print, but they're going to be 3 oversized issues. So they're going to combine like 2 or 3 of them at a time.
Was there 6 total?
Probably about 6, yeah.
Okay.
So I imagine just like double-sized issues. So that's pretty cool.
That shit was like the best one.
I still haven't read it. So
really? It's awesome.
I need to, but yeah.
Like which one did you read? Like We Have Demons and
I read that, didn't like it,
and then Clear.
Yeah,
no, I like this one better than Clear personally.
Sweet,
because it's got like old school horror vibes to it, and then like you know, Francavilla's like art.
I wonder if they'll do a trade,
probably
by October.
What is that, Dark Horse?
Yeah, Dark Horse is gonna be doing it
for sure. I don't have any other news,
I have something exciting, but I think it falls more into the pull list, so
okay,
I'll leave that for later.
Is that it then?
That's a little bit of foreshadowing for the people listening.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they're definitely going to stick around for
another
half hour.
Yeah, definitely stick around.
Just for that.
Yeah. But let's get into the book that we read then this week. What was it called, Serena?
Harley Quinn, No Good Deed.
Oh, wow. Nice. I didn't even remember this. Really? It's a fucking Harley Quinn book.
It's just because I had to like look it up 15 times because Amazon wouldn't let me like.
Oh, you had to go through the whole
thing. It was such a process for me to try to explain like how shitty this app is and how to buy something.
Bro, I literally knew how to buy it, but it literally said just like download sample. And I was like, I bought the Kindle, not bought, but I downloaded the Kindle app and the Comixology app too. And literally didn't give me anything. But
no one gatekeeps comics better than Amazon.
Literally.
Like, no, you're not cool enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a big pain in the ass. So, did you read it on Comixology or on Kindle?
Kindle. I don't know why it didn't let me do it on Comixology.
Like, you're 80 years old.
All right.
You just got a Kindle.
All right. I'm about to delete it after this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought it was really entertaining. I'm not going to lie. I really like the art style.
Yeah, I think that's...
That was, like, the best part.
That was the highlight for me. I think the story was, like, a little bit weird because it was talking about, like, the Joker War, which is, like, a continuity thing that had, like, just happened.
Yeah.
I didn't really read it because I was bored with Batman by the time it got to the Joker War, so I don't really know what happened there. So I think we're all approaching it from the same place of, like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about with
they're
the Joker
also
War.
Talking about, like, Punchline, which I know what it is, but who she is. And then there's also, like... The Clown Hunter that they mentioned,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like a cool villain. Or
yeah,
whatever, but
Jorge Jimenez designed him.
Okay,
so yeah, so he's a cool one.
Right.
What do you think, Daniel?
Sorry, I had a thought and I was gonna say it, but then it left me. I think the art was like the best part of this, and then the story. It seems like relatively. Self-contained, just because I was able to read this and like know what was going on for the most part.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, it's a good time, I guess.
Yeah, I think next time we bring people on, we should just like get comics that we know are pretty fucking fire.
Yeah, and then
force
just have
them to read that because
this is like our first like, Harley Quinn book we've done, and I've never read a Harley Quinn book, so it's just kind of. I'm sure this isn't like the best one that's out there.
So you didn't put me on, is what you're saying?
No, sorry.
Awkward.
You didn't what? Put you on?
Yeah, put you on like good comedy.
Oh, the good shit? Yeah, the good shit. No, we were just like, ah, this will work. It's something new. Because I always like to read stuff new, but sometimes new shit's not like great. So, right. But I think for the most part, I did like have a good time with this. It's just weird with like the continuity things and stuff like that. But
I didn't like
I
how
do
there
love
was,
Riley Rossmo's artwork.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I didn't really love how there was like a caption in like almost like every panel, which was a little tedious.
I think some of her dialogue was maybe like a little bit corny, but I wrote down the ones that I hated the most. So I'm going to bring that up.
You know, they kind of felt really natural. Like it didn't seem like anything was like forced too much. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't like cringe at anything.
I cringed at like two things.
Okay.
And I wrote them down.
Perfect. We'll get to it.
Yeah. But also what's weird about this trade is that they had like this Batman Urban Legends number one part of it, which is not the actual series, but it's like a lead up to this trade that they included inside of it.
Yeah.
So like the first issue I just kind of covered briefly, but it's like a preview or like an issue zero basically. And it kind of just, it's the gist of it is that Harley Quinn's like back in Gotham. And she used to, like, have this nice relationship with Poison Ivy, but they, like, aren't a thing anymore. And, like, that's all we really get from it. And it's just her being like, oh, I have this plant from her, and that was nice. That's, like, really it. But what I do like about that this issue is that there's a really good line where she says, nothing grows without a little rain. And I thought that was a nice thought. And I was like,
I like that.
I like that. Yeah, that's good. But, yeah, let's get into the... So that's, like, the first issue. Now, this is the real issue one. So the first issue, this is what like the real like first issue with Riley Rossmo and stuff on it. But Harley's like trying to embrace herself as like a new Harley, new year, new Harley kind of deal. And she's like, she changed her look and she's trying to like make amends with old enemies. And it starts with Killer Croc, which I think is fun because she like brings a cake that says, I'm sorry to like Killer Croc. And they just like immediately start fighting. But I guess it's like really hard for people to get past like the old Harley, obviously, because like I guess this Joker War thing just happened and people associate Joker with Harley.
There was a bit where she was saying like that her slate is pretty clean because of the stuff that she did in like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like satisfying that someone actually like finished their shit with the Suicide Squad and like got out.
She's like, because
it just feels like they're just Harley Quinn's in it like all the time.
Yeah, she's constantly in and out.
And then if you're not Harley Quinn, you basically just die.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so it's like everyone's like, "Ooh, I'm gonna get out," but they don't. Like they just die.
It's just they're just doomed. Yeah, that's a good point. She's like, "I did my time. I'm good."
Yeah, like.
But so she goes back to her apartment and she finds Batman there and she starts to like explain her plans of like making amends with people.
Just to backtrack, this is like my second least favorite Killer Croc design, just because like the scales were like a little lazy. They just did like a grid, basically.
I like his pants. Where do you find those?
Good pants.
Yeah.
Good stretchy pants.
You got them. You got
probably
them.
Probably Lulu. And then if they rip, he can just take them back in a new pair.
No, those have to be like tailored, right? Like he went to like Men's Warehouse and he's like, I got a weird request.
He's probably on like a 40 waist, I'd say.
Those are like formal pants, though. Like he probably, I assume he had a dress shirt on before this.
Slacks.
He was probably partying.
Some dickies.
Yeah,
some
he was probably partying somewhere.
You know what I mean with the scales?
I didn't notice that at first. I actually do like this Killer Croc. What's your least favorite Killer Croc?
Yes.
The Geoff Johns one?
No, that one's awesome.
Suicide Squad?
Think about who I don't like.
Oh, JRJR?
Yes.
When did we read that?
Did you read All-Star Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Killer Croc was in that. He did the same thing with the scales. It's just like a bunch of squares.
You know what?
And it pissed me off.
That's valid.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like when she's...
Everything else about this book looks great, except for this.
Yeah, I love like Rossmo's art. His stuff is so like energetic.
It really fits like a Harley Quinn book.
It does, yeah. It's like kind of like a silly kind of art style, but it fits really well in like in this context. And I like when she's walking back to her apartment and she's kind of got like there's like an older like Harley Quinn costume that's like showing up as like a ghost or like a devil on the shoulder kind of deal.
And yeah, like a conscience.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like a conscience thing, and she's like, just kill this guy that's making fun of you. Also, I really like Rossmo's Batman.
Me too.
He's like,
dude, what's his leg though?
His leg's pretty fun. But like that's how he does his legs. I don't know. His legs are so like fluid, but I like how this Batman like slouches over and he's kinda like hunched.
Yes, I like
all the
how
time.
Like I don't know what page it is. He just seems like a weird man.
Yeah, I do like his design. It's just that, like, his legs get better, like, later in the book. But this leg, I'm just like, what is that? It didn't even look like he had pants on for a second.
What's funny is the most recognizable, one of the most recognizable thing about Rossmo is, like, the way that he does legs.
Dude, his calves are insane.
Yeah, he does have pretty insane calves. I also like how he does his feet. Like, Harley's pretty much tiptoeing, like, every single time. Yeah. But you can tell he just, like,
oh, shit. I didn't even notice.
It's like a thing where, like, comic book artists don't really care to, like, draw feet. So they try and...
Feet are hard.
Because it's hard to, like, place them in the environment and have it, like, all the proportions work with, like, their leg and stuff. So they just kind of, like, do everything they can to avoid drawing feet. And you can tell that Rossmo does that because he just does, like, a little, like, V.
Yeah.
But, so Batman, like, listens to Harley's whole thing. And he goes to stop a riot. And Harley follows after him, which is where... Harley stops Batman from beating up Kevin, who's an ex-Joker gang guy. And so Harley basically takes him in to hopefully transform him into a good guy. And Kevin's a great design.
Dude, the double chin.
He's got double chin with a tattoo on the double chin that makes it look like an additional face. To accentuate the double chin. Which I think is really funny.
I was genuinely confused on what face was his.
Like. Yeah, it was a little jarring. I think doing it in the red helps.
Yeah, this dude looks like a thumb. For sure.
He looks like a peanut M&M, you know what I'm saying?
Looks like the yellow one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I really like the dynamic between, like, Harley and Batman, because, like, Harley's like, hell yeah, I'm totally working for Batman. And then Kevin's like, it didn't really seem like that to me. I don't know.
There is a part where he's talking to, like, Oracle. And then, like, Harley's like, oh, you hear the voices too?
That was good. And I like this page where Batman's, like, stopping this riot or whatever, and he throws, like, down a smoke screen, and, like, the panels are just, like, inside of him as he's doing action.
Yeah, that's just dope.
Yeah, so that was, like, a really creative composition. So he does good Batman stuff.
They should do that in every Batman book.
They should. It's so good.
But, especially if they can just make him, like, a big black silhouette.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, it's really, really clever. And so at the end, we see Hugo Strange plans to go to Gotham to get rid of the rest of the clowns. And he wants to, like, be looked at as a leader. So he's, like, the big bad. And Hugo Strange design is pretty different because he's more like Kingpin, I guess. A little bit bulkier. Because normally, like, I think gigantic. He's kind of like a skinny guy.
Yeah, normally he looks like just this agent dude.
Yeah.
With a beard, you know, and the glasses.
Those glasses... are insane. It just seems like
they look
just,
like they're embedded into his skin.
Yeah, it does.
Like he was born with them or something.
Yeah, it looks like those. It looks like when he was a kid, he tried to put on goggles that were too small, and then the straps ripped.
It would suck into his eyes.
They sucked into his eyes too good, and he couldn't take them off. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun, you know, kind of design for Hugo. But that's issue one.
It definitely fits into Rossimo's art style. Like he definitely just made it how he wanted to.
And I respect that.
And I don't care about Hugo Strange enough to
be like that's not what he looks like. That's not my Hugo Strange. So yeah, issue two. So Hugo Strange is, like, introduced by the mayor as, like, the head of a new program for healing criminals called SAFE. And Harley's, like, not happy about this because she knows Hugo Strange, obviously. And so Kevin and Harley are, like, working together. Kevin, like, brings her coffee, but brings her, like, six different kinds of coffee because she doesn't know what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely doesn't like black coffee.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes on that. She's like, only psychopaths drink black coffee.
And I'm like, it's not that bad.
I just thought about when you said, like, hot bean water.
Yeah, enjoy your hot bean water.
I love black coffee, and I just don't like having to always have creamer or whatever.
That's fair.
To make it good.
I mean, just, like, throw some milk in there at least.
Yeah.
No, then it just makes it, like, watered down, like coffee, I guess.
Disagree.
Yeah.
It makes it more coffee, if anything. But so Kevin remembers, like, a dark memory when he was, like, a Joker gang guy, and he was, like, being pressured into burning down a building, but he didn't know that there were people inside. And so he's like, Harley, I want to be like you now. I want to become good, kind of deal. And I think that's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was, like, a Joker guy, I didn't think this guy could look much worse, but his fit that he had was not very flattering. His hair's all funky.
His hair, bro.
And he's got these, like, pants that go up to, like, his nips, and they're just, like, green and black polka dots.
And then he's got, like, a jersey tucked into it.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
This is a style nowadays. You
I guess
know? Like,
so.
High,
just don't understand.
I just don't understand clown gigolo culture, I guess.
You're just not like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sick like that.
You're not chill like that.
So that's nice. And then we see Hugo's facility for a little bit, and they're like taking in people against their will that like weren't even clowns to begin with, but he like are taking them in anyway. And then Hugo hears about Harley's return to Gotham, and he sends men after her, and Harley manages to like beat them up and take their van and sort of like escape with Kevin. One of my favorite things in like comics is when like the lettering acts as like the panel. And so when Harley was like ambushed, there's like this lettering that says crack, but it's like actually action going inside the panel.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
I just like really love Rossmo's designs on the page, because there's even just under that, some of the panels are like shattered to like emphasize some of the action that's going on. I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty neat.
I would say if I was like just spontaneously picking this up issue to issue, I probably would have stopped after this one, just because I don't know, the flow of it, I guess. Not like the flow, but how it sparks my interest, you know?
Yeah, like it didn't seem like there was anything like super unique, I guess. It's just kind of like new guy comes in, tries to like cure crime in Gotham, but is doing it in like a not very ethical way. Like, I'm sure that's been done before, kind of deal. So
sure.
Using
a system.
So yeah, Rossmo's definitely the highlight for me. Keeps the energy flowing.
Has he, you said he did Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, he did Martian Manhunter, where he was like a detective.
I could definitely see him having like a really long career of just like doing books that fit his art style, and then him just letting him go free with it.
Yeah.
Because like just the stuff on like his Instagram is like not enough, you know?
Yeah, and you can tell he has like fun with it, because even like Harley's hair all the time is like flowing like upwards for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's just like really fun to look at. So in issue 3... there's like this experimental serum that Hugo is trying on clowns, and it's like not working, and it's like pretty much killing people, it seems like. And Harley creates a community support group for clowns, trying to like work through their problems. And some people show up, and Harley like starts her own speech and stuff to kick it off. But one of the people attending is like Hugo's right hand man, and there's like an ambush of men that go to take out the clowns. So that sucks. Imagine like going to like a drug support group and then the DEA crashes in.
Damn.
And it's like, what the fuck? So yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good way to get clowns, I guess, if you're Hugo's guy. So pretty smart on him, but that sucks for the clowns.
I actually kinda like giggled to like her like opening joke that she had for like the support group.
Oh, what did she say?
Fashionably late.
She's like, thanks you all for coming. I'm Harley Quinn, and I'm an addict. Addicted to positive mental health, that is.
That one was a pretty good one.
It's like, I don't know. Just I like expected like mom. The worst thing, yeah. You know, and it ended up being like, okay. I'm like, I like
she
that.
Knows her audience. Yeah, she's like a preppy like soccer mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm addicted to positive mental health. And there's also a line in there where like Hugo's guy is like, you should leave this to professionals. And then Harley's like, I have a fucking PhD. Yeah. I am a professional. Yeah. I thought that was really good. Pretty empowering.
Yeah, people forget.
Yeah. So there's a fight. They take Kevin in like a van away, which Harley tries to stop, but she gets knocked off. And then she escapes into like the sewer, and she's all defeated and stuff. And then she runs into Solomon Grundy down there, which is not somebody I expected in this book, but
yeah,
love me some Solomon Grundy.
On page 79, there's a cool bit where she's like fighting that dude that crashed the support group.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like arrows that show like her movement throughout the panel, which is really sick.
Yeah, I wrote that out too. Like it's fun when like something's not like super linear, so they try and find creative ways to like point the direction of your eye. Yeah. There's a couple panels where he just like wrote down like little sticky notes with like the number of the panel. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're like somewhere one, two, three.
It almost looks like it's him like doing his layouts, but he's just like, I'll just include this, I guess.
Almost as if it was like a crime scene or something. And those are
that's a good point.
Little things for evidence.
Yeah. But I like what he did with the arrows here, because the panels overlap each other, but I could see how you might get kind of confused. So that's very helpful.
I don't understand why they thought that, you know, posting about this support group would not get them crashed, you know? Like, Hugo would obviously find that.
That's
he
true.
He has people looking for him. and they're trying to stay under the radar.
She's kind of quirky, you know, though. So maybe she's just like, you know, we'll be fine. We could have one. Yeah. There is one of the lines I thought was very cringy. And when she's like on the van trying to save Kevin, and she says, these car share services are getting intense.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, not that one didn't hit for me.
Mm. It was forced. And I'm like, just
fuck off. Yeah, we get it. You're in a crazy situation. Don't make an Uber joke.
We get it. You're Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Because it's like trying to be like, I guess, Spider-Man, I guess, a little bit too much.
Mm. Sure.
Because I could see that being a line that like Spider-Man would say. But Spider-Man's more...
Would it be funnier if Spider-Man said
no,
it?
No.
Funny if a man said it, Nathan?
Yeah, I think
you say girls aren't funny?
I really just think that men should, like, women should just stop being funny.
Oh my God.
No, I think if Spider-Man did it, I would think it's just as cringy. But with a Spider-Man comic, you expect there to be, like, those quips in there that, like, don't all necessarily hit. Because that's, like, I don't know. I guess that's more expected.
The reason why I didn't really think about it too much was because, like, Harley Quinn like never shuts up, and so she's always gonna say something, and I'm most of the time probably not gonna like it, you know.
Yeah, true.
So I just kind of,
I guess that's my mindset with Spider-Man too. Like even when he's fighting, he's just like trying to throw out a quip or whatever. So
yeah,
it's like the same thing. But yeah, issue 4, she has a chess match with Grundy, which is really nice.
Yeah, this was my favorite part when he was just like. They were having that. She was like talking down on herself or whatever. And then he was just like, you Harley Quinn. And then she's like, you're right.
I am Harley Quinn.
And she like starts going on, like he said, like this whole inspirational quote. Yeah. Like,
it's that, like, it's funny that they chose Grundy of all characters to have like Harley make an internal breakthrough. He's like, oh my God, thank you, Solomon. I needed to hear that.
I like how Solomon Grundy like has, like, is helping her with like grammar.
Yeah.
Whomever.
Yeah, whomever. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
She's like, I'm not Batman or Batgirl or Batdog or whoever else Bats is slapping his symbol on these days. He's like, whomever.
He's like, whatever. Yeah. I like their makeshift chess board as well. And he's like kneeling down. He's like such a big, bulking man.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
Solomon Grundy's basically just a zombie. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious. Okay. It kind of reminded me of Frankenstein for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of the same idea.
That's exactly what it is.
So Kevin was taken into safe headquarters and he's injected with that serum by Hugo Strange, and he goes into like this trippy nightmare sequence where Hugo's like still talking to him, trying to convince him that Hugo's actually like the good guy. And that was a pretty crazy like double page spread.
Oh, yeah, it's like the best one.
Yeah, I think it's just like some trippy shit. And like, again, he does like the thing with like the arrows where the arrows kind of like point you to the next panel and stuff.
Right.
And he has like the sticky notes
and
there
the
too.
1, 2, 3, yeah.
Yeah, which helps.
Yeah, it does help.
So Harley puts together like a makeshift Batman costume and tries to sneak into the safe facility, but she gets caught almost immediately and she gets brought to Hugo. And that's pretty much that issue. But I do like this first pose where she puts on like the thing and she's trying to be Batman.
Like the shadow.
Yeah. And
that's so funny.
Like her facial expression like got nailed because it looks like she's trying to be confident and stoic, but like maybe a little bit too much. So she just looks like she's not really sure about herself.
She's
too
like
much.
Kind of panicking.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, But I like that her cape is just like a quilt with hearts on it and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. But so issue 5, and this is like kind of like the end of where a normal trade would be, but they had like a fill-in issue for issue 6. But there's like a quick scene from the past as like Hugo Strange is Batman. Which apparently is a thing that happened. I didn't know that about Hugo.
Yeah, he always seemed like he was doing some shit in a lab or something.
Yeah, but that's a dope, like, first page. Because Batman has, like, the orange eyes and you don't realize that it's him yet. That's, like, Hugo. But
this is a real fun, like, proportion, like, Batman.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like, absolutely huge and has a small-ass head.
Got a big-ass chin, too. Like, some crimson chin-looking dude.
Yeah.
So Harley's in Hugo's facility now as like an example for Hugo, and she makes a daring escape by asking for a bathroom break. And while she's in the bathroom, she clogs the drains and then uses one of the like electric batons from the guards to shock them, which is pretty fun. I also like a good just like shocking animation where like you see their skulls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Like it's fucking Home Alone.
Yeah,
too.
Home Alone. That's what I think of every time. But yeah, that's always fun.
Her face in like the corner. is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, like when she's about to shock him,
like right there.
Oh yeah, she's looking pretty sinister.
I literally was like, oh my god.
And so she finds Kevin, and Solomon Grundy breaks in from the floor to cause chaos, but also creates an escape for the both of them, which is pretty smart. I think.
She goes to like a bathroom, right, to get away from him.
Yeah.
And then spits some sort of like tech tooth into the toilet and flushes it. Is that how Solomon Grundy just communicates or something?
I don't know. I don't know what that device was.
Because obviously it goes to the sewers where Solomon is.
I thought that was just supposed to clog the toilet.
Yeah.
What clogged the toilet? Is she shit too? Is that what you're saying?
No, she did it with toilet paper.
Yeah, look at
in this scene right here.
Did you even read it, Nathan?
I did read it.
Right here. So, you could just see
she
her.
Shoves a bunch of toilet paper
yeah.
in. Oh, okay. Yeah, so maybe it was just like a little tracker thing for Solomon. And she's like, look at this like pipe. When you see a weird thing come out, just smash through.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. But yeah, so Solomon breaks in. There's a bunch of chaos. But before Harley leaves, she wants her stuff back. So she goes back into the facility to get like her bat, and then she goes face to face with Hugo, and so they duke it out for a little bit. She beats him up and then leaves with Kevin and the other clowns, and then it's revealed that Hugo's working with someone named Keepsake, which is like an original character, I think.
Mm-hmm. Skip and past the best part where she found the Batman suit.
Oh yeah, there's a she was making fun of him, and she's like, what is that, like a sex thing with like your Batman suit? And then the Batman suit's still there in the
and
closet,
all the plushies of all like the heroes and
that was
stuff.
Pretty cute. There's like a Solomon one.
Yeah,
there's like a Mr. Freeze Two-Face. And like a Bane one.
Oh, I like the Mr. Freeze.
I like the fuck, what's the cat dude's name?
Oh,
I forget his
Wildcat?
Name. Wildcat. Yeah,
yeah, he's bad. I didn't even see him. I didn't look at this very closely.
I like the Clayface one.
What is this like squid thing behind Wildcat?
The Watchman squid.
No way.
I don't know.
But there's the Two-Face is pretty good. Oh, they got the Zazz.
With just like little stitchings. Yeah, that is pretty cute. So wait, what was that? Does he just like have those?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
just a famous plushies?
In his office, I think.
And then Harley takes the Grundy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is pretty cute, to be fair. Yeah, so Keepsake is interesting, but
no, it's not.
It's not. Yeah, you're right. I'm like, okay, so there's just another guy. They did a Darth Sidious.
There's a guy that hired. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's actually this guy the whole time.
And he's got a bunch of stuff on, and his face is on fire or something. And he's got a big black cloak.
Like the
reminds you what?
Pumpkin. Like it just looks weird.
Oh, he looks like a jack o' lantern.
Yeah.
He's kind of got like what is it, Scarecrow from like the Arkham games, like just the shit that he's wearing. Kind of reminds me of that.
I kind of feel like we don't know his identity, but I feel like it's probably the mayor in the beginning that brought Hugo in to be a part of the safe thing or whatever. But I don't really care. So, but like that's like that wraps up the story arc. And then there's like an additional issue 6.
Maybe it's just like a filler one since they didn't have Riley.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he probably continues the next trade.
He does. So he's like still on it.
Yeah, they just didn't know like whether to put this first or like last in the trade, so that we just got shoved in here.
Yeah, but this one's like centered on Catwoman instead, because it's still like Harley trying to make amends with people and stuff. And so,
what do you think of this Catwoman design? Like the suit?
I like it. I don't know. I just.
Is the
there's
arm,
one
does
thing
the
that you didn't
thing
like
make sense to you?
No, see, maybe it was just
it's
for
it's
you gotta know,
breathe.
No,
know?
No, you know how on black clothes when you put on like deodorant, it has that white smudge. Like every time, I think that's why
it's for stains. Well, this is like a leather suit.
That's but it's still but like you know how like you perfectly put it under and there's still white stuff on you like that pisses me off.
That's
but
what it's for.
Degree is shameless.
Yeah,
tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, that's probably what it is. Cause like, yeah, you're right.
They do
you
that
put on
like
deodorant
a lot.
Then...
But for me, I feel like I would put my arm through the armpit hole, and I would just be like, "What is happening?
Yeah,
like how does she put it?
I'm going to sleeve this today.
So like, is that sleeve attached in like to the shoulder?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's one piece, or maybe the head. Maybe it's connected to the headpiece.
I don't love it.
They do it all the time, and I just think it makes so much sense. And then you can get a little side titty, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
That's what it's all about, Nathan.
But it's also, I feel like
this is comics.
I feel like it'd be really uncomfortable if you're like
I think
lifting up your arms.
I think that's the only way you can lift up your arms. Because if it's like leather, you could probably just lift your arms like that high.
Yeah, true.
True.
So I think it's just practicality, you know.
But then, like, what happens at her wrist? Does she have like half gloves?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the.
The ones that go
under.
They are
half gloves. Look at this. Look at this hand.
They're just fingers. They just cover your fingers. You know how like only your fingers are cold, but not your hands.
They're
gloveless fingers.
They're palmless gloves.
Palmless gloves
instead of fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, not my favorite. But basically, like this issue, they want to stop another shipment of that serum from getting into Hugo's facility. So they just like stop that shipment. But we also find out that Scarecrow is like pretty much funding the SAFE program that Hugo's running. So like that's a part of it as well. This is like the newer Scarecrow design.
I like it.
It is pretty sick. I didn't go very far into like the Batman run that
Joker War happens. I don't like the straw hat.
I think it's cool.
He just looks like a farmer.
I like his little gas mask thing.
Gas mask is cool.
The gas mask.
It's got like stitches on it.
Everything else I am totally cool with. It's just the hat.
I like it.
Makes
I'm
you think
like,
of that guy
new.
From like Mortal Kombat.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. The guy
but
with
when
the
you
little...
think of like a scarecrow like on a farm and his,
it has
and his ass
hat,
is yeah. like staying like this. Like it's got a hat on typically.
I gotta think.
Like look up Google pictures scarecrow
and you'll literally
I know
see.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
I think
let's see here.
I like that
so
design.
I think I like the Arkham Knight look with like the hood.
That one's good.
That shit looks good. Or just like
I don't like
the Dark Knight one.
I don't like that one.
You don't like the
it's
fucking
a
bag?
Sack.
The potato sack?
It's a potato sack. Not my favorite.
Let me see the Dark Knight one.
It's Batman Begins.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens.
He basically just had this like
potato
sack.
Oh yeah,
sack
that was very
him.
Like you could literally do
it's
that
fine.
As your own outfit. Like
it's fine.
I like an easy cosplay, okay?
I don't like that. Yeah.
Just go buy potatoes. The cosplay is you eat potatoes for a week and then you have
and you rip it up and stitch it back together.
But yeah, pretty much they just stop that shipment. Like some of the serum gets on Harley and she's like, oh, I was fucking Batman for a bit, so I have some antidote. But that's it. So
she pushed Catwoman out of the way. So
yeah, that was nice
hit,
of her
yeah.
to do that.
That's why
this is really cool art too. Like
yeah, I don't know who the artist is.
Real classic, you know, DC looking
well.
Comics.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. So let's get into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
So we got covers. Is that all it is? Covers?
I
don't know. There's one design page.
It's like a ton of fucking covers from Derek Chu.
Yeah, he's great though.
It is really good.
I like this first one from Yoshitaka Amano.
It kind of looks like it would be done in like a
tattoo
like a
shop.
like a school like
yeah.
notebook or something.
Yeah. I like
school
your tattoos.
Sketchbook.
Like someone just saw Suicide Squad like yesterday
and
just
like,
wanted to draw.
This. But yeah, the rest of them are very like fun. I don't like they
I
seem
mean.
Pretty different for like covers for DC. Although the continuity is a little messed up because the cape in this one is not Pink Hearts.
Oh man.
In the cover it's
misleading.
Yeah. Very misleading.
I mean, how many times has like a cover like misleaded you to the interiors, you know?
Not that often.
Yeah, like it's 50-50.
Yeah. So pretty good covers. And then there's a Suicide Squad one.
Suicide one.
Yeah, and this is one that you could only get from going to AMC on the debut of Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad.
The one in 2021.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did we get one? I don't know.
No.
I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
Oh, we got some character designs. That's
yep.
cool.
So we do.
Get the keepsake one, and then Kevin, a bunch of Harley stuff. Obviously.
Yeah, it looks like they tried a couple different things as far as like her hair goes, which I feel like is a pretty important aspect of her character.
Yeah.
So they got that down. And then Kevin, they're like, he's just fat dude with a neck tattoo.
For
it's
some
not that
reason,
hard.
I wish Harley's face was different.
Do you wish like her eyes are closer together?
Yeah.
I think that I get that.
That's
but
just
I think
like part
this,
of his style, I think.
I think it just kind of fits
oh,
the style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
Other Harley. So did you like Riley's art or the other artwork that was in this from the other issues? Like the Catwoman issue or the
probably Poison the Ivy. Catwoman is more like
yes. you were expecting?
Yeah.
That's
more
fair.
Proportionally
but like
correct.
This, yeah.
Yeah. That is definitely more like traditional. But And it is good. I also really like the coloring. Like, they very clearly, like, rendered her face and, like, the makeup and stuff and, like, the lighting on her face very well, I think, with the coloring in that issue. But I just like how Riley kind of just, like, breaks the rules, it feels like.
Yeah.
And he just, like, kind of does, like, his style unapologetically.
I love
so he's great.
I love a stylized art, you know. Yeah. When it just all looks like issue six, it just gets kind of boring, I guess.
Yeah, I think that would really drop my attention a lot.
Because, like, when people just, like, look off, you know, or, like, Hugo Strange having this, like, huge beard, you know, it just looks weird.
It is fun.
It, like, comes out, like, forward.
Yeah, like, who shaves or trims their beard like that?
And just, like, brush it forward. Like.
Hairspray and then brush.
Yeah. He uses a lot of product. But pretty fun. So what would you rate this book, Daniel?
I like it.
Yeah, probably.
With, like, you rate strawberries it, I like it. And, like, blueberries, probably.
Oh, nice. Because of the red and blue. Like
yeah,
that.
Bit of sprinkles. But, yeah, just, like, I like it. I think the art keeps it at, like, I like it and not, like, a testing spoon.
Yeah.
You know? So, what about you, Serena? What do you think? What would you rate this? You can rate it
out of the four.
in any food size. You can do, like, canes.
A grande.
Or you can get, like,
tall.
Starbucks sizes. Things like that.
I think of, like, a banana split. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
ooh, what okay. size? like it, love it, gotta have it.
Probably in the middle. So, like, love it.
Love it, yeah.
Okay, nice. But a banana split, I mean, that gives it extra points for the love it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What kind of toppings are you putting on there?
You know, the ice cream, you know, the sprinkles. I don't know what else you put on the...
I don't know.
the banana.
I don't eat those.
Strawberry ice cream with blueberry ice cream.
Right, yeah.
I would probably do this like a Starbucks grande pink drink.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Suiting.
Like, this is outside of what I normally read, and I do enjoy it, but it's not what I'm just going to continue
getting.
You
just don't want to be seen reading it.
You're in your little corner.
You know what? I feel like the
pink drink... You
wouldn't drink
it in public, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of guys drink pink drink in public now.
They sure do.
Like,
I never seen that,
it's a little crazy.
Actually.
You never seen that?
Well, I... No.
I feel
I've
like I do.
I tried a pink drink, and it was awful.
Sophia's dad really? Gets that.
Oh no.
He just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He's like, this is delicious.
We were like all at the mall one time and he's like, I'm gonna go get a Starbucks drink, and I'm thinking he's just gonna get like a
black mocha. Coffee.
Americano.
Oh yeah.
It comes out with a pink drink. Which is fine. I think it tastes pretty good.
Is that for Sophia?
Oh, that must be Sophia. Thank you. Yeah. But yeah. Pretty good book.
Yeah.
So let's get into the poll list, Colin.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Yep.
Serena, what comics did you get this week?
Harley Quinn, No Good Deed.
Oh, true.
Nice,
true,
okay, good.
True,
that's
yeah.
a good pick.
All right. What are you going to read next?
Whatever you guys want me to read. I was thinking about actually buying some more comics. I don't know what, though. You guys have to...
You watch anime? You can
I
do manga.
I've been actually, I watched this one anime. It was called like Oren Host Club. It's like a really like romantic anime, and they have a manga, and my friend has it. I was like, I might read that. But I was thinking more comic books.
What's cool about like anime is like they only, you know, make so many of like seasons, and you can like once the seasons are done, you can like read the manga after that point,
yeah.
So you can find out what happens like after the show,
right?
Or like while they're making the next season, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I like the action one. I didn't know what was the one you read with Sophia?
Berserker.
Yeah, was that was gory, right?
Super gory, very bloody.
Yeah,
very violent, but pretty fun.
Yeah.
She likes a couple different ones as well. I've like recommended a few to her, so she's got a couple Black Widow ones that she's enjoyed because she likes Black Widow a lot.
Sure.
Berserker's on there. There's like a League of Legends comic book that she has and has read. I gave her a King Shark comic one time because I thought it was fun enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some good stuff out there. What did you get this week, Daniel? I had a big week.
I got 5 things. I thought I was only gonna get 3, but you know,
that's how it goes.
There's always just a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
I got The World's Finest. It's like a Batman and Superman book.
Oh, fuck.
Number 5.
Dude, I missed like the last two.
I got Batman the Knight.
Mm-hmm,
number 7. by Chip Zdarsky, friend of the pod.
The boy.
Frequent guest. I got Do a Powerbomb number 2.
I did also get that.
About professional wrestling, like WWE stuff.
Interesting.
It's actually so good.
It's actually insanely good. I didn't even think I would like it.
I picked it up and I was like, I like the guy that draws this, but if I don't like it, I won't pick it up, and it blew me away. I actually read number 2.
So did I.
My jaw fucking dropped.
I like went back to the first one and was like, there's no way.
It can't be.
It's not true.
Do you have that comic?
Yeah.
Can you open it up? Actually, let me see.
No spoilers. I'll show you number 1. Wait, you want to see it?
Yeah, let me see it.
Number 1, number 2?
2.
Okay.
So, Serena, sometimes in comics, they do this thing where at the end, they include the letters of fans of the comic.
Did you send one?
And I'm happy to say that I've made my comic book debut.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote a letter, and I marked it okay to print. And this is my little name right here. And it says, Nathan Natividad, Trade Waiters host.
Let me see.
Yeah. So I read.
You wrote Trade Waiters host?
I did, and he printed that too.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's marketing, baby. Guerrilla marketing.
Smash that like button.
Everybody was saying, like, hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. And I was like, hello, Mr. Johnson. His name's Daniel Warren Johnson. And I was like, I don't know him like that. You know, I don't know him like Daniel, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, wow. I love your ability to bring unapologetic energy of what you love into comics. Murder Falcon, which is like the thing that is like one of my favorite things in comics that he's done. I said, Murder Falcon is something I felt extremely connected to for my love of heavy metal, but I know very little about pro wrestling. And so I love the approach and mystery tied to Do a Powerbomb. The action and emotional beats are amazing. Can't wait for issue 2. And so he like writes back on these and he said, Nathan, I can't wait for you and everyone else to read issue 2. It's a banger. And it was.
Banger. Sure was.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, we're going to be posting that on our Twitter for everybody to see. But
I can't believe you're famous. You didn't capitalize waiters?
No, I fucked up.
Interesting.
So
Trade Waiters, the podcast, go look it up.
I was gonna say like, why don't you put podcast? Like,
that's because you don't want to like.
I don't want to like
promote too much in someone else's.
I was
work.
Just happy that my name was on there. So honestly, I'm not trying to like. It's not like everybody's reading those letters too. So
yeah,
but that was pretty cool. So DWJ the GOAT, doing his best work. But yeah, that the end of issue 2, I was like,
is there an actual storyline to it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like, fucking awesome too. I thought I was afraid it was gonna be a Nacho series, Daniel.
Oh shit!
Because the first issue was great, and I'm like, this is a great like premiere issue. But I didn't know how he could elevate it from there, and he does, making it like a whole like do this tournament thing and all that. So it's really
like great. Kind of explaining it, not to be too spoilery, but like there's this girl whose mom is a wrestler, and she grows up to be like a wrestler. And she's not very good at it, but like this dude who's kind of like the devil, I guess. I don't know. He can grant wishes. And so he wants to have, he like started watching like Earth television and he was like, I love wrestling. And then he's like, I'm going to have a tournament and whoever wins like gets whatever they want kind of thing. Or like gets a wish kind of thing.
And she's like, okay, so who wins this tournament? Because pro wrestling's like scripted. And he's like, you're so funny.
Yeah. It's like obviously all.
So he's having pro wrestlers actually like fight and like probably kill each other for his entertainment.
Silly
that's
goose.
What he thinks. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's really fun so far.
Yeah. I was like reading the second one. I'm like, all right, this might be the last one, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just I read the end of it. I'm like, fuck.
It's so mm-hmm. good. It's so good.
I don't have the money for this, but.
What else did you pick up?
I got After School number 2.
I saw that.
It's good. I think I like the first one a bit more, but this one was like a little bit more exciting.
That's cool.
But you don't have to read that one. I think it was written by Kate Herron, who directed like.
Oh, the Loki stuff?
Loki. And then also like a few sex ed episodes, sex education.
Oh, on Netflix?
Yeah. And then.
That's cool.
Brianni Redman was also a writer who's also like a co-collaborator with her.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's like this comic where. Like TV producers and stuff, they like just write one issue and then like wrap up a story. Basically.
Is it the same characters?
No, it's an anthology. So
it looked like the same character on the cover. So I was a little confused.
Yeah, it did, but it's not her.
Okay.
But anyway,
question.
Did you pick up
Sweet Tooth back here? Did you watch the whole
Yeah.
The whole no. Like watch it, like the Netflix one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because we watched the first one together, but I don't know if you finished it or not.
Yeah, I liked it. I watched it mostly on like a plane, but yeah.
Right.
It was, yeah, I liked it. This like shit's like
depressing.
Way darker. Like, look at him.
Yeah, he looks
sick.
Yeah. He's so sad.
You're so sick.
That's a
and just like cool it's always like raining and shit's all what?
I love books.
It doesn't have
it does smell like a book.
Does it have the new book smell?
Yeah, so everything's all like dark. It's like super yeah, the writer also does like the artwork. So it's just one dude who did all this. And so it's like a very dark book and they didn't do that in the series. It's very family friendly. Mm-hmm.
Very hopeful. And I'm always rooting for, what's his face?
Jeff Mr. Amir?
Sweet, no. Sweet Tooth Man. What's his name? Doesn't he have like a first name?
Wait, the guy, like the old dude?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
What's his name? I'm always rooting for him though.
Like, Gus?
Gus, that's what it is, yeah. Did you pick up Jurassic League?
I sure did, number 3.
Nice, I picked that up too. That's
is that the one with the kids?
Or no, it's the Justice League, but if they were dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
It's so good. That's good? Another dumb comic that I didn't know I would enjoy as much as I ended up enjoying. So that's very fun.
Dinosaur.
It's a lot
was
of fun.
Was a long neckosaurus?
Superman.
Superman.
Long neckosaurus.
Yeah.
That's. I will never refer to it a different way. I'm sorry.
What did they name the cities? There was like...
Grotham.
Grotham and Metropolis or something. Something like that.
Does that make sense?
I have pause. I don't know. It's very fun though.
Okay.
I also picked up Silver Coin number 12.
Okay. I actually stopped picking that up. I didn't realize.
Dude, 11's incredible.
I stopped at like 8.
I'll give you 11. I think I didn't read like 9 or 10, but 11's like genuinely probably one of the best horror comics I've ever read.
You've read like 2 horror comics.
What is it called?
It's called Silver Coin. And the idea is that there's every issue, there's a different story. But there's one through line, which is like a silver coin that is cursed.
It's just rolling around.
And it's just like, it somehow makes its way into other people's hands, like every issue, and a fucked up thing happens to them.
I like that.
So, but it's funny because sometimes you'll just see it like start Chef Boyardeeing like down the road.
It's like rolling away. Stop those commercials.
Yeah. But most, actually, you don't really see it like leave the person's hands a lot of the time.
Red Bull does that too now.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
But yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Then issue like 11 is like a person in a diner and it's like a diner like kind of struggling because like not a lot of people go to it. And so she like ends up finding this coin somewhere and it like listens to her say like, oh, I wish more people would come to this diner. And the next day people line up outside the diner wanting to eat.
But scary.
But they keep eating and they cannot stop eating. And on their faces, they could tell that they want to stop eating, but they can't stop eating. And like she like tries to call the police at one point because some dude eats so much that his like stomach rips.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. And so she's like, the power lines are out. This is super weird. Also, we're running out of food. So I'm going to go get food. And like the shit that happens when she's gone trying to go get more food to feed these people.
They eat each other.
And she's like getting money from it, obviously. So she's like, this is not weird. It's fine. People are just, they just haven't had a good meal in a while.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's really.
All hundreds of these people or whatever.
And the way that it ends is really good too. So that was like my favorite issue.
Okay. Interesting.
I also picked up Rogues Gallery number 1.
What is that?
No idea.
Okay.
But Declan like, Shalvey did a cover.
My Canes is here.
Oh, nice.
You sure she got Canes?
Yeah, she told me.
But Declan Shalvey did a cover. And so I'm like, he only like does covers for good things, I feel like. So I picked it up.
Sure.
But it's written by Hannah Rose May and Justin Mason does the art. I have no idea who those people are. Yeah. But I flicked through it. Coloring looks cool. So I'm just going to check it out.
Is that a Marvel DC thing? Or
Image.
Image. Okay. So yeah. You don't know. Q.
What did you read stuff this week? Did you read anything? Our bomb.
I think we'd rather talk about some trolls.
Yes.
But so okay. So let me hold let's on. Talk. Hey,
before
no,
we
you
do
listen
that.
To me.
No, you listen to me.
Hey,
I read a comic.
Let's talk about it in the next episode.
And I got scammed. Okay.
You got scammed.
I did. I read the Mandalorian, the Mandalorian number 1 comic that came out.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. It is bar for bar just the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Oh, I was going to read that today.
It is just like a, like literally at the end, there's like IG-11 or 88 or whichever one it is.
And they find the little fucking thing?
And then they find Yoda.
How are they going to do that us like that? Like, that's so disrespectful.
They've never done that before, I'm pretty sure.
Marvel, like, does it all the time, because they're always like, oh, the prelude to this
it's not. Movie. That's what I thought it was going to be, but that's, like, original. No, they, like, at the beginning...
No, the preludes are just, like, the movies you need to see before that movie comes up.
Even still, dude. I thought it was going to be, like, The Mandalorian, but, like, when he first gets his Beskar armor or whatever.
A prequel or, like...
But just I got scammed. It's from $5.
I know. I paid for that shit, too. Sucks.
I got the Declan Shelby cover, though.
Did you, like, read the whole thing?
Or
did you, like, read a couple pages?
You picked up on the first page.
As soon as I saw Quill, I'm like, wait a goddamn minute. And then I flip forward, and then it's, like, the thing at...
What, the deuce?
Yeah, I know. There's that old guy, too, and he's like, I would like to see the baby. Remember?
Yeah.
He's, like, that old guy. So I was pretty pissed.
We should go to Twitter.
I got fucking scammed.
Yeah.
No, it's too late. It's already been out for a week.
Write a hate letter.
I should. So yeah. Anyway. I watched some stuff. I watched Solar Opposites.
Oh, great show.
Fucking love that
show.
I love that first episode where, like, Corvo is, like, melting or whatever because no one's, like, helping or whatever. And he's going to turn to, like, this goo. And, like, at the end, he thinks he's going to die. He's like, I have to goo.
Dude, I can't believe that they did a whole episode where they just wait in a line and they made it interesting.
Wait, I'm only like two episodes in.
Okay, so that'll be
the
next
third episode?
They just wait in line.
When they end and like them waiting in line?
It like continues into the next episode.
It's fucking hilarious.
There's a great couple jokes in there, but I think one that really made me laugh was in episode 2 where Corvo was like, oh, if you do this, I'm going to get so mad that I'm going to squirt. Like, it fucking killed me. I couldn't stop laughing. That show's just like
you put
so
me
dumb.
On that show while we're eating mac and cheese with like chicken in it.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something.
My famous recipe. Salsa chicken mac and cheese.
And when you say it out loud like that. Does
mac and chicken.
Yeah. So yeah, season 3 came out and is great.
Yeah, good stuff. Did you watch anything, Serena?
Yeah, what have you been watching lately?
Anything?
TV shows,
movies?
Right, you guys probably don't care, but like the last thing of Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
The last, I cried. I genuinely cried.
Why are there memes about the Vecna-ussy? Do you
That's
see
so
the Vecna-ussy?
No, you don't.
Okay.
No. Unfortunately.
I didn't watch anything past like the first season of Stranger Things, and then I just came home from work and Sarah's watching. She's halfway through the last episode. And I just watched the rest
of it. No! That makes me so angry.
She's like, what song is this? I'm like, Master of Puppets.
Dude, Metallica, when he played that, I was like, damn, that's
good. He actually played it. I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah.
He can play that whole shit like
he's
without
so
looking.
It sounded good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You're not going to watch it, right?
No.
Oh, he's
not a chance.
When he died, I cried.
That guy that did Master of Puppets?
Yes.
Mr. Puppet.
Mr. Puppet.
The Mr. Puppet guy?
The Muppet guy died?
Oh, no. Wait, so what is that? Like, what is the concept there? You have to, like, play a song that you really like? Because I feel
so
like people...
So it distracted the... So when they were on the upside down, they were trying to distract the...
The bats.
The bats. And so to come to them so they wouldn't attack the other people that were getting to Vecna.
So what do they have to, like, make a distraction out of something that they love?
And so... No.
Just
they had to make a distraction
general.
Really loud.
Oh, okay.
They only,
so he's just like, I'm just going to fucking
like
shred on this guitar.
It was kind of like, what's it called? Quiet Place. So like,
gotcha.
If they hear you, they'll come. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, what a way to go.
Yeah.
Playing Master Puppets.
Literally.
Most metal.
Actually, he had
ever.
A chance to get out, but he.
Yeah. He like the way he died was super dumb.
It was. Because
he's
dumb.
Like, because the other kid, the guy with the.
Dustin.
The guy with the teeth. He, like, ran and got out, and then he was, like, at the hole.
Yeah.
And then he's just like,
he's like,
no. I need to make people cry this episode or whatever.
But the only reason he did it...
And he leaves and then leads the bats, like, away. And
the only reason he
dying.
Did it because the bats would have come into the real world.
You can't close the portal or whatever?
No.
Damn. Never mind.
Yeah,
dang.
So that's why he
couldn't
did
put a
that,
rug over
I'm
it
like,
or something.
Why him, though? Like, Dustin's funny or whatever, but I'm like...
I just see people tweeting like, oh, my Vecna song is TikTok by Kesha.
Or it's like it's like Deep Throat by Cupcake or something. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or freaking like, Low Gangers by Logan Paul or some stuff like that. So funny.
Yeah, those are pretty
so
good.
Funny.
You watch anything else?
I really haven't.
Have you seen Black Phone?
No, isn't that a movie that came out?
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I heard a, like, I saw a TikTok about it, and I thought it looked pretty cool. Have you guys seen it?
Did you watch it?
I watched it. It's okay.
You want to watch?
Oh. You know what? Yeah, I saw it in theaters. You can actually rent it, because I think it came out a couple years ago, but, like, it's, like, re-released or something.
Oh, I didn't know.
You can you can rent it for, like, $20 on, like, at home, if you want. I thought I was really going to like this movie because the very first scene, the very first, like, frame is, like, someone opened up a Coors Banquet.
Nice.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
This is my kind of movie.
Yeah, because it's based in, like, Denver, and they just really want to drive that home, like, where they were.
I can smell the Kings.
You're like, I know this place anywhere.
Yeah, and so it was cool. I liked it at first. Like, the mask was really fucking cool. That was, like, the best part. Mm. But, like, it kind of got, like, there's, like, three, like, jump scares in it. So it wasn't too scary. I just expected, like, a little bit more out of it. And then at the end, it just kind of got, like, it started to feel like it, you know? Like, that movie's, like, good and all, but it's still, there's still, like, a bunch of kids in it.
Can't really end it very well either.
Yeah, it was just odd to me. But yeah, it was okay. You might like it. I don't know. Have you ever seen Cabin in the Woods?
I have. Wait, which one is that about?
That's the one. So there's, like, this.
Is that Daniel Radcliffe?
No. It's got Chris Hemsworth in it.
Oh.
And
is it the one where they, like, rent the Airbnb?
No, it's, like, a dude's cousin, like, has a cabin in the woods, and they go to it, and there's just, like, this company that, like, controls everything that happens in it, and, like, they place bets on, like, what, like, demon they summon and shit like that, and it's just, it's more of a comedy, I think.
That's fun.
But, yeah, I think you should watch it. I think Sophia would even like, because there's no, like, jump scares in it.
But no, she won't like it.
I can talk about scary, like, zombies all day.
She doesn't like anything scary.
She doesn't watch any zombie thing.
She just like zombies. Yeah.
Okay. So the zombies are in it, and I don't know. I was super surprised by it because I just thought it was going to be.
People know,
like,
it's like a good movie.
Yeah, I just thought it was just going to be some murdering some people in a cabin, just real straightforward. But well, no, it was like this whole thing where everything was controlled, and it was really funny.
Okay. Nice.
I love horror movies. When you're talking about the silver coin or whatever, that interests me. So maybe I'll.
It's good.
That.
It's cool because, like, every issue is, like, a different kind of story. Like, one of them is, like, just a straight-up slasher, and it's really fucking
good. So
that one's great, yeah.
Do they die, and then it rolls away?
Basically.
There's, like, one issue where that happens, but it's kind of just, like, assumed. Like, there are different time periods, even. Like, so one was, like,
in the future.
One was, like, way in the future, and, like, this coin's still rolling around, Chef Boyardee-ing wherever it pleases. Too?
Or
yeah,
you read it?
We did an episode on it.
So if you could read, like, the first five issues and hear us talk about it, that's pretty fun. But yeah, like, I think I missed, like, issue 10, and I just picked up 11.
Yeah, you don't really have to get all of them.
Yeah, you could just, like, hop off and hop on, but I think it's like, really leveling up, even after coming out for, like, a year now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So
Sick. Yeah, it's the same guy who does all the artwork, and then he has, like, different writers every single time.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Big fan. Nice.
Anything else, Nathan? You watch anything else you think of? Serena, think anything else?
No.
All right, great.
Being the solar opposites.
Yep.
And I'm almost done.
What are we gonna read next week?
And what are we gonna read next week, Nathan?
We're gonna read Paper Girls.
You sure are. I got Serena a copy for Christmas one time, but she thought that book was too boring.
Did you finish it? Did you read the first issue and thought it was boring?
It's too boring.
You know what? I thought the same thing at first. Like, I think I started reading it just for funsies.
Okay.
And the first issue, I was like, I think I started reading it on a plane and I was really tired. And there was like four characters' names I was supposed to remember. And I'm like, I'm too tired for this. And I stopped.
Not really.
I think it's just the fact that I've had it and I just wanted a new, like, new thing to read. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
still new to you, you know?
But
get away.
Like, you like Stranger Things and there's a bunch of kids on bikes. So I thought it was the same shit in the 80s, you know?
It does feel very Stranger Things.
But anyway, that's what we're reading next week.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, for watching. All of our shit's in our link tree. Thank you, Serena, for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You
want to
plug the gram or whatever?
Which one?
The one.
Traders, you know.
No, your shit.
Nah.
No. Yeah.
Don't follow Serena Natividad.
Do not follow.
Yeah.
At Serena Natividad.
Do not do that.
My TikTok at Serena Natividad.
Definitely not
don't
that one either. Don't
that.
Do that.
Don't
we're saying do
that.
Not.
Definitely
yeah,
do not.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming on, Serena.
Thank you.
We'll have to do it again, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll
definitely.
Maybe a better book. This one was still fun.
We'll put you on next time.
Can we do a horror one? I want to do that.
Yeah, we'll do a horror book.
Oh, yeah. You should
come back in October. We do all horror books.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
It's
do you guys do Christmas books, too?
Yeah. The week before Christmas, we find one, yeah.
Yeah, if there are. I actually found, like, three of them. I was looking into it.
Oh, fuck.
anyway.
Christmas month.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.